comes Balmain, captained by Keith Barnes, who kicked three goals for the Tigers in each of his two previous grand final clashes against St. George in 56 and 64. He's kicked 65 during the season, and this one makes it 66.
Keith Barnes. That was the 1966 grand final against Balmain v St. George, and one of the members of that St. George team joins me now. John King's on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Richard. How are you going?
Good, thanks. You remember that game well?
Oh, yes, and a lot of games you play during the years with Keith Barnes, you knew you'd played because the ability of being a great goal kicker was unbelievable. You know how good a goal kicker he was.
Yeah, look, you were telling me a story yesterday about playing at Leichhardt Oval, and
That's when the ground used to run
the other way,
west. And I think every young kid in Balmain would have a football because he used to kick them out of the stadium. They used to have to hold the game up sometimes to get a ball because the kids wouldn't give them back.
And you were telling me yesterday he kicked one from inside his own half.
Yes, that's right. That day, the day Balmain beat us, he kicked three straight from his side of halfway. In those days, if the referee wanted a penalty, you could... The opposition, meaning ourselves, could stand on the mark. Well, Norm Proven and Kevin Ryan would stand on the mark. That meant Keith Barnes would have to go back another 5 or 6 yards so he'd clear them when he went to kick. And the ball was still going up when it went over. I used to say to Gaz, who is this? Jesus, this bloke can kick, can't he?
And they called him Tin Legs, didn't they?
Yeah, and there was nothing of him. He's like, I know it sounds silly, you get a little toy, and you mean most of the toys you see, little tiny legs are thin. Keith Barnes was thin, and we couldn't believe he could kick a ball so far.
Yeah,
and there was nothing of him. He'd be flat out to be weighing 12 stone.
Yeah, but as well as being a good kicker, a great defender as well, John.
Oh, yeah, a great defender. He'd get behind his back line, and where the scrum was down, he'd drift across just like Rafe. They used to run backwards and forwards, just backwards and forwards across. If anyone made a break, he was there to tackle him.
Look, you played against him, but you also played with him, didn't you, in a number of rep teams, John?
Yeah, I played in the state side with him. I played with him in about 62 when I first got picked for Australia. He was playing. He was a fullback in those days. There's great memories to look back, but the only thing is, you look back, we're all heading the same direction. We're all getting very old.
Yeah, well, we are indeed. Time stands still for no man, including rugby league greats. But look, as a player, obviously great. As a teammate, what was he like? You know, to play with.
He was very quiet. He wasn't an outspoken type of person. He just a general player and a mate. Balmain supporters, they idolised him mainly because he was such a quiet player, but you couldn't just imagine when you met the person dressed up in a suit or you couldn't imagine him playing football. People used to say, he's too thin. Look at his little skinny legs and skinny, not very big. Right. But that meant nothing. He had the ability to be able to tackle players, and I mean, he chopped their feet off like Billy Smith used to do. They can't run without angles.
No, they certainly can't. My guest, John King, who played on many occasions with St. George against the late Keith Barnes, and we're talking about the loss of one of the game's greats. The 89-year-old Balmain Tigers fullback passed away on Sunday night. And look, he's also being remembered for being the first really league player to look after wives and children of players. Apparently he set up a creche to help make it easier for families, John?
Yeah, I believe so. When just after he retired, he started up the fundraising thing to help out women who'd retired or died or passed on at the time, and we weren't doing it a bit tough. Well, he used to raise money for them and donate things to them, and he'd done a lot more what people don't seem to realise after he retired, as well as he did when his ability to play football.
Yeah, all right, a great player and a great ambassador for the game as well.
Yeah, a great ambassador for the code. I mean, if everyone would do, represent Australia like he did, I mean, there wouldn't be any bloody running around getting in blues and fights and what they do, like some of them do today. But
yeah, all right.
But he was a lovely bloke, a very nice person, and you couldn't meet a nicer person.
Tin Legs, eh?
That was his nickname, Tin Legs. Everyone used to say the same. How can this bloke kick a ball? Look, he's too bloody skinny. He could roof a ball, and he'd kick it just as hard if he was right in front or he was back behind his own halfway. That's why they keep losing balls. He used to just kick them out of the stadium at Leichhardt, and the kids thought it was great.
Beauty. I'll have that one. Good on you. All right, lovely to hear from you, John.
Right, mate.
You stay well. Nice to hear from you. Johnny King there.